In our last year, we discussed Rav Kook's view of history, that he viewed that Bayit Rishon was a time of nationhood, the time where the focus was on nevuah, prophecy, intuition, the spirit of the law. It was an ideal, but it fails. So Bayit Sheni, time of the second Beis Hamikdash and its aftermath, created a framework that focused on learning and halacha, a framework that lasts throughout the galus but becomes too dry. So Hasidism introduced the ideal relationship once again, and the return to Eretz Yisrael will hopefully lead to a synthesis of the Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni ideals. Now, what does it mean for us? It means that we are in exciting new times in the modern era with the return to Eretz Yisrael. In this year, we will discuss Rav Kook, through this understanding of the development of Jewish history, rejects the common understanding of Yeridas Hadoros, or the decline of the generations. There are a number of statements of Chazal that indicate this concept of Yeridas Hadoros. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that Rav Zeira said in the name of Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishon Ben Malachim, the first ones, the earlier ones, were like children of angels. Anu Ben Anashim, we're like children of men. Im Rishon Ben Anashim, the earlier ones were like children of men. Anu Kachamor, we're like donkeys. V'lo Kachamor, Shor Chania Ben Doser, Shor Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Not like those special donkeys of Chania Ben Doser, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, but like other donkeys. There's also Gemara in Erevin, Daphne Gimel with Aleph, that says, Rav Yochanan says that Libum Shel Rishonim Kepiskel Shel Ulam, the hearts of the earlier ones, were like the opening of the antechamber, which is very wide. Vishal Achronim Kepiskel Shel Heichal, the later ones, were like the opening of the Mikdash, which was narrower. Vano Kimloi Nekev Machat Sitki, so we're like the eye of the needle. So you have this concept that we're lesser than earlier generations. The Rambam seems to, in his Akdama to the Mishnah, he seems to indicate that this Yeridas Hadoros refers to a lack of intellect, whereas Rashi and Mako seem to say more that it's a lack of piety, a drop of piety in their subsequent generations. Drasha Saran, in his third Drasha, he quotes the Gemara in Erevin about how the Libon Shel Rishonim Kepiskel Shel Ulam, the hearts of the first ones were like the wider, or the opening of the Ulam, and the way he explained it is that the if you're closer to Hashem, if you're closer to the original revelation, so then you have greater connection, greater divine connection, greater Ruach HaKodesh, greater spirit. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the closest, since he received the Torah directly at Har Sinai, and the Neviim and the Chachamim after Moshe, so they had less of a connection, and so on and so forth. So the closer we are to Hashem means we have a greater power of wisdom and prophecy. So all these ideas point to, all these statements point to this idea of Yeridas Hadoros. We're farther away from Mamon Har Sinai. Maybe we're farther away from the Beis Hamikdash, maybe a time where there was a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the farther we are, the lower we are, the lesser we are. At the same time, you look out in the world and it seems in some respects that we're getting better. Do we say that there's nothing about which in today's world is better than what previously existed? Not just in terms of science or technology, but even in terms of morals. Are there any morals that perhaps in certain respects are we better off than previous generations? Or absolutely not. Now, there's a Gemara which says, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, Sheish Alafim, Shana Havei Olam, the world is 6,000, will be 6,000 years. The first Shnei Alafim Tohu, the first 2,000 years will be Tohu, will be emptiness. Shnei Alafim Torah, the next 2,000 years will be Torah. And Shnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach, and the final 2,000 years will be the Yemos HaMashiach. So if we're getting closer to Yemos HaMashiach, so maybe the world's getting better. In other words, on the one hand, since we're farther away from Mamon Har Sinai, so the farther away we are from Mamon Har Sinai, the lower we are. But the closer we are to Mashiach, maybe the higher we are. And there is this idea, first of all, that the Reed writes, Rav Tosus Reed, Rav Yeshaya Detrani, Tosavis in the 13th century, and he actually got this idea from Bernard of Chartres, if I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. He was a monk. And this monk said that the philosophers of today can argue, and the founding fathers of philosophy, even though they weren't on the same level, but they had all the information in front of them. He said that the philosophers of today were like dwarves sitting on top of giants. The people before him were giants. They were like dwarves, but they were on top of the giants so they can see more. And the Tosafot Reed said the same idea. Why can halachic decisors of today sometimes rule against decisors of earlier generations, even though they had greater stature? Because we, even though we've been living later, we're like dwarves who are sitting on the shoulders of the giants so we can see more. We ourselves are not as great, but we have all the access. We have all of their earlier teachings. Now we have much more information. So that's one idea. The dwarves on top of giants idea, saying that even though we're less, but since we have the benefit of having everything before us, so we're greater. The Baal Shem Tov explained that the world is superior in terms of some of its ideas. He says, Lifnei Elef Shana Haya Havir Mugusham. He said, in 1,000 years ago, the air was dense. Havir Aruchanit Me'urfelet Kolkach. The spiritual atmosphere was so clouded. Ad Kiha Philosophim Nit Besu Berucham Ledea Nifset Al Kadmut Ha'olam. It was so clouded that the philosophers were ensnared in the erroneous idea of the eternity of the world. And Keit Chal Shin L'Tova, but now there's been a change. Now there are certain heretical ideas that are from the past and don't exist anymore. Baal Shem Tov, again, he believes that in some respects we're getting better. A student of his, Rav Pinchas of Koretz, so he was commenting on the fact, this is in the Midrash of Pinchas, it's called Midrash Pinchas, Amud 82, page 82. He comments on the fact that Ibn Ezra criticized the Kalir's Hebrew in his linguistic style when he wrote, let's say, his Kinos or other Piyutim. And Pinchas of Mikoretz writes that the Tanaim and Amoraim were closer to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where they were closer to the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, and there was still the, you saw the light of the Beis HaMikdash, they were still close to it. And then he says that Tzadikim HaAchronim B'doros HaLalu, and the later Tzadikim in our generation, Tzumichim L'Or Shel Mashiach, were closer to the light of the Mashiach. Al-Kinin Chiddush Aleim Shehim HaSigam. So there's no Chiddush, it's not surprising that we are coming closer to the truth nowadays in our lifetime in the 18th century. So the Ibn Ezra was in the middle of these two things. So the Kalir was closer. There's some say the Kalir lived in the times of the Tanoim, but the Kalir was closer to the Beis HaMikdash. We're closer to Yemos Mashiach. Ibn Ezra was in the middle. So how can Ibn Ezra criticize the Kalir? But the point being, what he's saying is that since we're closer to Mashiach, we're closer to the end. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the last 2,000 years of the 6,000 years, the Yemos Mashiach, we're closer to the Mashiach, so there is an Aliyah Sadoros. Maybe there's Yerida, we're farther from Mycenae, but there's an Aliyah Sadoros, we're closer to Mashiach. And Rav Tzedakah Cohen uses this, the parable of we're dwarves on top of giants. He writes this in Tzitzkas HaTzadik, page 116. He points out that using this mashal, he says, B'chol dor v'dor, kedusha holechet b'nisgalus yoser. In every generation, holiness becomes even more revealed. He said, even though that our generation, there's a decline in our generations are not as great as previous generations, but in totality, there's greater kedusha that's being revealed. We have the kedusha that was revealed from previous generations, and we had a little more ourselves. Rav Tzedakah Cohen in Pri Tzadik writes, She'av she nefoshos miskatni b'chol dor. Even though individuals diminish every generation, mikom kom anekuda shebelev nitar b'chol dor yoser. But there's greater purification through the progression of time. Where the point in the heart is purified more in each and every generation. Now Rav Kook followed this Hasidic idea. And he writes in many places. So for example, in Oros HaKodesh, Beis Amud, page 537, he says, Torat HaYitpatchut, the doctrine of evolution that's currently conquering the world, is consistent with is with the Razei Olam Shel Kabbalah, with the secrets of Kabbalah. It says evolution, Hitpatchut Halecha Bimsul B'Maslul Shel Hitalut, that goes in an ascending route. He notes that the Yesod HaOptimi BaOlam, it gives a sense of optimism to the world. How can you despair? The world's getting better and better. And Rav Kook writes, you know, for example, in Igrot Hara'iyah, Chelek Aleph, Igeret Shin Lamed Beis, he says that maybe, Sha'af Al-Pi Sha'olam Yorei Tamei B'Yirida Acharida, even though the world constantly descends from one decline to another, that's only with respect to its external aspects. Meaning what? Masim v'amidot noflim ve'inam be'erach shel dorot harishonim mitzad ha'pratiyot ha'nishamot. Saying the actions and traits of the characters are not at the level of earlier generation because of the individual souls, individual people, they're not the same level as previous generations. Tavol mitzad ha'pnimiyut, however, going the internal dimension, meaning what? Koach ha'klal, the shel klalot kedushat ha'amah k'nes Yisrael, the collective holiness of the nation of Israel, kol dor dor mosif al dorot rishonim. Every generation adds the previous ones. Bibnei shekdusha mitzterefet, because holiness accumulates. And Rav Kook believes that, perhaps again based on this dwarves on giants parable, that the holiness of the Jewish nation is greater as a whole. Right, with every additional generation, there's constant evolution in history of perfecting oneself. And Rav Kook in his Enaya, in Brachos, Beis Simon Mem Zayin, he comments on Rava's prayer that he said after davening that we say on Yom Kippur. That God, before I was created, I was not worthy. Now that I'm created, it's as if I'm not worthy. And he writes in Enaya, he said that there's no point in me being, I wasn't needed at this point. But now, time has arrived that I need to do something for the perfection of reality. Now that I'm created, I have to do something to bring about the greater light and greater holiness. In other words, Rav Kook speaks about personal responsibility towards creating more light, towards bringing about more holiness. Question is, why is this philosophy important for Rav Kook's overall hashkafa, for his overall religious worldview? See, for Rav Kook, the course of history is ascendant, and there's a progression of the divine unfolding. And taking an Aliyat HaDorot perspective results in a more optimistic, a less adversarial role view of the change in modernity with respect to any new movement. We don't simply say, a new movement, this didn't exist in the past, therefore it's obviously bad. No. I mean, if there's a new movement, it's a greater manifestation of the expression of God. I don't have to be afraid of it. I can embrace it. And one example of this is Zionism. Zionism is not to be rejected because of Yiridas HaDoros. Because maybe you can say, how can we do something if a previous generation didn't do it? So, no, that's okay. Being progressive is good. This is Aliyat HaDorot. So his embrace of Zionism as an expression of godliness, of divinity, is consistent with his overall view of evolution, both the idea of dwarves on top of giants, and in terms of getting closer to the Messianic era and revealing more and more holiness until we reach that point.